Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Emily McDermott and she's the Outreach Specialist for West Central Development. Good morning to you, Emily.
Good morning.
Emily, it's Christmas time. You don't need to be reminded of that, and our listeners don't either. But West Central Development does good things all year long, but I think at this time of the year it's especially appreciated. So I want to start out with coats. Tell us what's happening with coats and other clothes and how West Central Development helps with that.
Okay. So when I first started in November, I was contacted by the Catholic Church, and they had been doing a coat drive along with several other churches in town. And those arrived in mid-November. And so those are the coats that we have right now. But the Farm Bureau actually just finished a coat drive, and those coats are coming today. So we do have coats available for the community in all sizes, from toddler all the way up. We have hats, gloves, scarves, and a few select pair of boots that hopefully those will grow today.
Okay. So if somebody needs a coat, what do they do?
So right now, West Central, I keep the front door locked. Because of COVID. So what I'm asking that people do is call my my phone and make an appointment to come in and take a look at the coats or the clothes.
And your phone number is?
712-243-5421.
And it is listed in the phone book as West Central Development. I looked it up just to make sure, people
awesome.
Can check on that. And, of course, they could go online, too, I'm sure, and check for your number. And the other thing is I just want to mention, your phone number is on your front door if you happen to be...
I was
be
just going to say my phone number is posted on my front door as well.
Yes.
So
there's multiple ways to get in contact with you, which is really, really important. So during the year, do you have other clothing also?
Yes. We have clothing there again all the way from itty-bitty newborns all the way up. So men's, women's, teens, children, toddlers, and we have... pants, shirts, hats, everything you could imagine. And then we also do accept other donations. Right now I have quite a few children's books. And then just other odds and ends that people are willing to donate. So.
And would you take, I know right now we have lots of places we can donate things, but we need to remember after Christmas too. So, you know, babies' diapers, toilet paper, things like that?
Absolutely. Well, see, and I'll absolutely accept baby diapers because that is something that I've been contacted several times before. We do have some diapers in the back, but they're select because we're running out. So we accept those donations. As far as toilet paper, I've never had anybody donate that. But, you know, I mean,
you take it, right?
I suppose so. Yeah, I suppose
okay.
so.
But
I had a bag of dog food donated. So.
All right. Yeah. Well,
yeah.
So I guess just we need to remember West Central Development is there and pretty easy to find. What's your address?
304 Chestnut Street.
Okay. So you've got information there on your big front window, on your front door, and we need to remember that you are there all year long.
Yes.
So another thing that's getting more important day by day is heat. Tell us about the heat program that West Central...
Absolutely. West Central Community Action helps with heat assistance, and it's known as the Low-Income Home Energy Assistance Program, or LIHEAP for short. And we're also taking appointments for that. And what happens is people will call, and then I ask them to bring their most recent utility bills. If they're not already in the computer, then Social Security cards and birthdays and things like that, and then all sources of income. And then once I have all the documents I need, I can get it in the computer and get an application completed. And then what it does is it pays a portion of their energy costs all through the winter. So it kind of helps lighten the load for people. Go ahead.
No, I was just thinking that the numbers in need are going to go up.
Yeah, especially right now.
Yes.
COVID has hit everybody, and it's hit everybody, I think, a little differently. It's affected some with employment. It's affected some with their health. So it's not just one area that people are needing some assistance right now. So the LIHEAP program also prevents your electricity and your gas from being shut off all through the winter, and you're protected until April 1st.
Okay. So anybody with any questions, and maybe it's a grandma listening this morning or a friend and so on, rather than the person mm-hmm. themselves that needed, just be sure to pass the information on to those
oh, definitely.
That might not know about it. Because I'm thinking that there are people who in the past have not needed this, and now they're going, what do I do?
Right, right. Well, and then, you know, people who this is brand new to them. They've never asked for assistance or anything like that before. You know, and I want people to know that I'm here and it's okay. You know, we're here to help. So
that's the purpose of West Central Development. So we've talked about two things now, and I know you have some other programs going too, in addition to the clothing and the heat light. So let's talk about a couple others.
Okay, so well, the outreach specifically also does several. We do referrals. Out right now, food referrals are not needed because of COVID. So the food pantry is open on Thursdays. And let's see here. Out of this office, we also have CCR&R, which is Child Care Resource and Referral. And we're going to have a new child and adult care food program person moving in next week.
Okay, it changes, always changes. So let's talk a little bit about you, Emily. You mentioned, I believe, you've just been with Central Development a short time. You know, what's some of your growing up experience and how you got to this point?
Okay. Well, I graduated from Atlantic, so I'm born and raised here. And then I went and got my associate's degree from Iowa Western and then finished up my bachelor's degree at Buena Vista. I majored in human services and then West Central took a chance on me right out of school. So I have been with this agency for almost 6 years, just in different positions. So
okay.
I started in the Head Start program, and I was there for about 3 years. And then I moved to FADS, which stands for Family Development and Self-Sufficiency, and then was offered the outreach position.
Yes, you had a retirement there. Carol had been there for a long time, and so
yes.
She decided
yes, she had.
She'd given her energy and her thoughtfulness for a long, long time, and so this opportunity came for you. But, Emily, that
yep.
says to me there's two, I think, advantages. One, since you grew up in the area, you grew up near Atlantic or in Atlantic, that means
mm-hmm.
you know the territory. And
yep.
secondly, because you've been with West Central for a number of years, you really have a broad knowledge about what West Central can offer.
I do, and it's an excellent agency. In all aspects.
Okay, are there other staff that are housed at the same address with you, Emily?
Yes. Kelsey Walhoog-Smith is our CCR&R, which is Child Care Resource and Referral. She's our CCR&R specialist. And then we just recently hired a new person to fill our Child and Adult Care Food Program position, and her name is Becca. And she will be moving in, I believe, next week.
Okay.
So they're both housed out of this office as well.
And serve not just Atlantic, not just Cass County, but a broader area.
Yes, multiple counties. Yep.
And when West Central Development, unless it's changed, is headquartered out of Harlan. Is that correct?
Yes, that's our administrative office is in Harlan, Iowa.
Okay. But the point is, with offices in various locations, like you, you can provide services. So, again, Emily, if people want to contact you, just remind folks of various ways they can do that.
Okay. So I can be contacted by phone, which is the 243-5421. I can be contacted by email. You know, and I do, people still come to the door, and they knock. So, and the thing about it is I just ask that if they are here at my building, that they have a mask on, obviously, unless for medical reasons they can't. And then you can step in and you can drop off documents. We can even chat for a couple minutes. I just can't have in-person appointments.
Yes. Okay. So call ahead. or
yep.
like you say, if you knock on the door, it's a good idea to have your phone too, because sometimes you're busy there at the back.
Yes, absolutely. If I'm in the if I'm all the way in the back, whether it be the garage or back in the clothing room, then I can't always hear the front door. So yeah, definitely call.
Get your phone. Okay, we want to thank you very much, Emily McDermott, who's Outreach Specialist for West Central Development, for visiting with us this morning and for all of the good work that you do.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Until next time, here's a thought from Charles Schultz and Peanuts. Christmas is doing a little something extra for someone.